There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
2026 seventh round pick to the Lions for a 2025 fifth and sixth round pick. Is this just the beginning or is this the end? I wonder how much more movement the Browns will have as we go throughout the day here. I'm just not expecting major trades. I think people are talking about this and that. I don't think you're talking about Myles Garrett going anywhere today. You could see Elijah Moore go somewhere today. I think there are some...
Do you think so?
Yeah, there's a possibility.
What are you going to do? You going to play Thrash?
Yeah, why not? I like Thrash. What's the difference?
He brought in Elijah Moore thinking he'd be something for you.
And?
I know he's a free agent at the end of the year. He's been much better since Deshaun Watson's been out.
Question, what are you going to get for him? There you go again. Fifth?
See, there again, the and I won't call them meaningless because I know you're collecting draft capital that you can use in other ways. How many sixth or seventh round picks can you actually draft and load up your roster with guys who have been passed over five times by every team in the league? Anyhow, I know why you do it. You move, use it to trade. I'd rather keep a guy like Elijah Moore. I'd rather keep him for the rest of the season rather than trade him for like a sixth round pick. I really would. I know he's leaving at the end of the year. Well, you got to get something for him. Yeah, well, how about if you get some good play out of him? Get some receptions, some touchdowns, get a win, and maybe he ends up thinking he wants to be here and you end up thinking you want to keep him.
It's cute. I think it's cute that you think that way. It really is. Wow. I mean, how many years
have
we sat here?
That's harsh.
How many years have we sat here and watched, you know, wide receivers come and go, the under 6 foot crew?
You're harsh.
I'm just saying, I like under 6 foot wide receivers are dime a dozen, and we seem to go through two or three a year. It happens all the time. We've had general managers here that didn't believe in having a wide receiver over 6 foot. Over 6 foot. Come on, we can do better than that, can't we? Get somebody who can get their arms up there, give it a little bit more range, give a quarterback a little bit more leeway to kind of throw it higher. I don't. If Elijah Moore is not here on Sunday, then it's or not a week from Sunday, I'm not going to be surprised either. I don't think you're looking at players now and you're trying to figure out what do I need to do in the future. I'm not super excited about draft picks. I never have been. I never will be because they're unclaimed resources.
I don't know what's there. Draft picks. In the first, second, and third rounds.
Yeah, I like first and second rounders. Otherwise, after that, I mean, I don't know. What are we looking at? So we picked up a fifth and a sixth. So that now means we have two in the fifth and three six-round draft picks this year. Is that correct? Does that stand? We have our own natural one.
I don't count those, man.
It's... The six-round picks?
They're like, come on.
You've got
I get three in the sixth.
I think. We have our natural one, then... Chris Williams trade, and I'm looking at what's the other one? Traded fifth round pick. I don't know.
You ready to see a lot of Isaiah McGuire? Ready to see a lot of Oboe? I like Oboe.
The confidence of the group to come
McGuire, young guy they drafted. We'll see what he can do.
Okay. Why not?
Sure.
Why not? Absolutely. What do you have to lose here? I'm just wondering what the rest of the lineup's going to look
Wish
like.
Wish Alex Wright weren't out.
00 starting. Maybe 00 could have been starting the whole time it was here.
I would think I would think 00 would be terrific. I mean, we like him.
I love him. I thought he should have been the starter when he got here, but I understood why they did what they did when
McGuire's an interesting young guy. We'll see. You know, he was a fourth-round pick last year. We'll see what he can do.
Is anybody upset about the fact they traded Za'Darius Smith? Is there any Browns fan out there who's like, I can't believe they got rid of Za'Darius Smith?
Andy, it's hard to get mad about trading a veteran player who is here on a one-year deal when you're 2-7. But here's the point. Don't you think Za'Darius is pretty good?
Yeah, I think he's good.
Yeah, I do too. And you were able to get a fifth and a sixth.
Who's to say we
can't flop out a seventh?
Maybe we can Za'Darius him, bring him back next year.
So they did that once. They basically picked up a fifth round pick for Za'Darius Smith and moved up a few places in the latter rounds of the draft. Right?
I mean, he's got to feel like they did him right too. If everyone to come back. They sent him to Detroit. I mean, he's got a chance to make some playoff money and be in the postseason. He just went from the odd house to the penthouse,
so to speak.
Well, it's where you are. I'm wondering what else happens today. I'm just very much intrigued by the thought of trading Jameis Winston. I don't know that anybody wants him or needs him, but that would put them in a position where they would have to play Dorian Thompson-Robinson, or if they need to, Bailey Zappe. I don't know what the upside is on Jameis right now. I don't see it.
The upside on Jameis is this.
That you have stability for the rest of the season?
The upside on Jameis is this.
Finish the season normal? I don't know.
It helps you evaluate the rest of your offense because you have at least competent quarterback play. This is not about DTR. I don't mean that as in any way, shape, or form as a knock on him. He's a young guy who needs reps if he's going to figure it out in the NFL. But if you think you're evaluating the rest of your team, the rest of your offense, if you think you're evaluating Cedric Tillman and Thrash and anybody else you might put out there, would you rather have a pro quarterback who, you can argue that he's not the guy you want, but okay, he's certainly a competent NFL quarterback. He helps you to evaluate all that. And tell me who's the starting quarterback of this team next year.
Until, is he here?
Until you can answer that question, Jameis is in the conversation.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For Game 1 or somewhere down the road?
I would think Game 1. Of anybody on the roster right now. Who's the most likely guy to be the starting quarterback game one next year? Of anybody on the roster right now, who's the most likely
guy?
And
you're telling me Deshaun's still hurt, right?
Well, you tell me. I can't imagine that he miraculously heals up from an Achilles and is good to go week one.
Yeah, I don't think he does either. I don't. Has anyone come back?
So of everybody on the roster, who's the most likely guy to be the starter week one? Jameis Winston.
I don't know.
So Jeff, until...
Payment-wise, contract-wise, want to see what you have-wise. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I want to see what DTR looks like when they give him a week to prepare for another team and what he can do in that scenario.
So
it's just no more special teams.
So if somebody gives you a third-round pick for Jameis, you would do it?
Yes.
I would, too.
I would take a third-round pick for Jameis in a second.
I probably would, too.
Yeah.
However, if somebody's going to give you a fifth or a sixth, why bother?
I tend to
Why bother?
Yeah.
And a third is pushing it for me because
what about a sixth and a seventh?
I don't, Andy. I mean, come on.
What about four sevenths?
Come on, man.
Dan?
It's like we just
go
walked.
Go six sevens and we'll talk.
Just like we walked into, you know, the Goodwill store, picked up a terrific shirt. Boy, this, look at the brand name on this. That's a good brand name. Of course, it's 10 years old, but, you know.
So you're not popping tags?
It's like getting a sixth or a seventh round pick. Great.
Pits are hardly worn on this shirt.
That's right.
Not even yellow yet.
They don't even smell.
You're not going to pay $50 for a t-shirt? No? I just want to
Don't think
sure.
so.
All right.
I wouldn't trade Jameis, Andy, unless you get overwhelmed or you get a player. See, a player-for-player trade is not a bad thing. You know, I would prefer to keep the guy and have the offense look competent.
Can I give you...
And I like DTR, but I'm not going to... I think you're delusional, and I don't mean you.
Right.
I think anybody's delusional if they think right now, yeah, I think DTR has a great chance to be the starting quarterback next year and beyond. Okay, maybe, but man, I'm not banking on that. And if I think Jameis could be that guy, I'm going to hang on to him. I just think sending him away in a trade probably isn't very conducive to bringing him back as your starter next year. And until you have a better option than that, you know, and I'm not locking in on Jameis as the starter next year. Until you have a better option than that, I'm just not going to dispatch him for a, you know, bag of donuts. And I like donuts, depending on the brand name.
Let me give you a name that could be interesting, and I do not want to see this happen. You know who I'm going to ask you about, right?
No, you're not going Nick Chubb again.
No, I'm not going Nick Chubb.
Okay, good.
Another interesting name.
Joe Bitonio.
Nope, not doing that either. Okay. It's me, Jeff. Who am I going to bring up?
A tight end.
Bingo. And that would be?
David Njoku.
Yes.
He's under contract this year and next.
Spotrac has a potential out in 2025. Dan, can you explain that to me? Like I'm an idiot because I am.
Efforting. And okay. you are not an idiot. You just go outside and
I still don't understand a lot of stuff.
He's one of your better playmakers. Why are you?
I have no way I'm getting rid of him.
Why do we want to bust this team up?
I agree.
I think the roster is okay. I think there's some nice pieces on this team. I've kind of thought all along the roster was slightly overrated, especially on the offensive side of the ball. As you know, mm-hmm. you heard me talk about skill position guys and everything else, and I think it's a little shallow. And I keep watching teams, especially in the AFC North, just load up with skill position guys. They just keep bringing guys in. I love that philosophy. Bring in guys who can move the football for me. That's what I want to see. And you don't do that by trading David Njoku with a year to go on his contract and play Jordan Akins or Jeff Swaim and try and find somebody else who can play tight end.
What if I offered you a second for him?
And
I made you think.
And some team might. If they made him available, some team might. And so what happens with a second-round pick? You hope to go draft a tight end as good as David Njoku and you keep your fingers crossed?
Especially a guy that's been around here since he's, what, 19 years old?
Yeah, I know, but I don't care about that. What I care about is that he can play. See, that's the thing. We're trading a good guy, but we're getting a second-round pick. Well, great. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to find a guy who's as good as the guy you just traded? Good luck.
How many more games do you want to win?
Look at the draft history of this front office.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not really good at discovering guys who can really help you on the skill positions. Name one.
I'm waiting.
Maybe Cedric Tillman.
I'm not getting rid of David Njoku. I'm hanging on to him as long as I can. Dan, can you explain that to me or no?
So it's pretty easy. I mean, if you make this move, you would take a dead cap hit over the next 3 years.
Okay.
of like 4.5 mil, which isn't death. That's easily doable. You can make that happen. But the player itself is probably worth more than whatever you're going to get back. Unless somebody's going to come to you and go, here's a one. Like, David Njoku helps you win. I like guys that help me win.
I do too.
And this team is better off with guys.
David's a really good football player.
Especially inside the red zone. When you're looking for a big target and he's standing right there on the end line.
If you trade him, what a hole. You've got a huge hole if you trade him. So he's not a guy I'm looking to move today.
Hmm. All right. So let's set the groundwork for you. Za'Darius Smith and a 2026 seventh round pick to the Lions for 2025 fifth and sixth round picks. I want your thoughts on that. Is there anybody else you think the Browns should be looking to move at this point to upgrade? Anybody else you think they should be looking to move? Mary Kay Cabot's going to help us with that question at 11 o'clock. Perhaps you will too. Next at 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.